email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we're going to be talking about adult themes around sex. So in case you want to avert the ears of some people listening, or you want to change the dial or whatever, now is your chance to do it. Okay, done. Dr. Andras Kolto is a psychologist and a postdoctoral researcher in health promotion in NUIG. And he's taken the lead on the Irish part of an international sex survey, which aims to include tens of thousands of participants from all around the world. And he joins us now from our Galway studio. How are you doing, Andras?
Hi, Ray, and hi, everyone who are listening to the show right now. I'm gorgeous. I'm very much thrilled to be on your show. So thanks very much for inviting me.
You're very welcome. That's a great start, Andras. Well done. That's the best start we've had in a long time from a guest. So you're not from Ireland. Where are you from?
I'm coming from Hungary. I moved to Galway 5 years ago.
Right. And you're in NUIG. And this is an international sex survey. Is it the first of its kind?
Well, there had been some other international surveys before in this area, but probably not in that magnitude, not with 45 countries on 26 languages, for sure.
Right. How many questions are in the survey?
Oh, I can't tell the exact number, but it takes around 25 to 30 minutes to complete the survey.
Yeah, and as you would expect for a survey on sexual behaviour, it's quite intimate and personal, but it is anonymous.
It is indeed. Probably it's important to tell in the beginning that we are perfectly aware that some of the questions might be sensitive, embarrassing, or even upsetting to some of the people who are filling in the survey. Mm-hmm. But at the bottom of the survey page, in case you fill it in, you can find a link to another website which lists the mental health supports available.
So in case something is triggering for you.
Exactly.
Well, I suppose if you have a fear that might happen, you probably shouldn't do the survey in the first place.
No. What we had seen in previous research that you can ask very intimate questions to people, and you may ask even about such bad experiences as non-consensual sex, and they are happy to answer. And if they know that the study is for good reasons, they won't feel especially upset about it.
There's a dearth of research on sexual behaviour. Why is that?
Oh, well, I think the reason is that because people everywhere are quite private about their sexual feelings. They're quite reticent to talk about them, although there are large culture differences, and there are some countries where people are easily talking about sexual things, and there are countries where they are not that easy to do so. But it's a very intimate topic, so it's not easy to find the right questions. Mm.
How are things in Hungary, say, compared to Ireland? You've been here long enough to have an opinion on that.
It's a bit different. You might know that after the Second World War, the communists who took over in Hungary, and they changed a lot of things. For instance, since 1956, abortion is legal and freely available to women. Mm. So we didn't have that much religious impact on the talk around sexuality, though we do have many religious people as well.
Okay. And I suppose most commentators would agree that our relationship with sex has been coloured to a lesser or greater extent, probably greater, by our religiosity, the Catholic Church.
Well, what I know from my experience and from the stories my friends are telling me, the Catholic Church had a real big impact on how people talk about sexuality, how do they feel about sexuality, and how do they think about it.
Mm. I did psychology back in the day years ago, but it was always when the subject of sex came up, the Kinsey report was always referenced. Are you familiar with the Kinsey report?
I am. Yes. There had been many improvements since the Kinsey report.
Right, that'll tell you how old I am. Andras.
but for many years, it was really the only resource available around sexualities of the people. So you're absolutely right about it.
Yeah, so things have come on since then. So this is going to be the most widespread and comprehensive survey of all. And with that information, what do you hope to glean? What will you find out? You know, are there any hypotheses that you think For example, let's talk about porn. Like, there's a thing that in any time I talk to people, experts about porn, they say, I'd ask them, you know, for statistics, and they say there's very few statistics about porn use in this country, indeed in any country.
There are indeed. There is a lack of statistics. What we see from the data collected so far is that generally it's around 90% of the people who have ever watched porn. And right. This seems to be quite stable across countries. But we don't know that much about who watches porn, for what reasons, what is the amount of the porn they are watching, what's the frequency, do they watch it every day twice, or less frequently. So there is a lot to learn about how people use porn, for what reasons, and what are their feelings around porn.
And what about porn addiction?
That's a central topic of the survey. It's in a certain sense like many other behavioral addictions, like shopping addiction or gambling addiction. People might just do it because it brings them good feelings, or they do it because they want to relieve stress or get free from bad thoughts. But the problem is when it's becoming so obsessive or compulsive that you just can't go on without doing it.
Of course, this isn't a longitudinal study. It's just a snapshot of people's attitudes and behaviour at one time. So it's probably impossible to gauge what effect the smartphone and the availability of porn 24/7 has had on people.
It changed a lot. It surely changed a lot because the young people who are growing up nowadays, and this we see from our other studies, can basically access anything. And you really have to be careful about not accessing porn, because it's just coming on your way if you're using your smartphone.
Yeah, and that is a problem. And of course, which has been mentioned on this show a number of times, is that unfortunately that some young people are going to porn for sex education, in that they think that that's the way that sex happens, when of course it's not.
Indeed. As adults, we know that porn is not reality, that it's heavily edited, that it's done by professional actors who were trained in that business. And a young person might not necessarily know it. And what we hear from pediatricians, that they are seeing more and more girls with problems caused by their partners wanting things from them which they had seen in porn.
Right. So you mentioned consent earlier on, and you will be, there are questions on consent as well in the survey.
There are, yeah.
And what's your hypothesis on that, or what do you hope to find?
This is one of the most sensitive areas, and I acknowledge that for some people it might be even more embarrassing or stressful to talk about sexual experiences, but we know that there are some people who have ever experienced non-consensual sex, so it's very important to understand how consent is related to porn, and experiences of consensual and non-consensual sex makes a difference in people's porn use.
We're sort of fascinated by other people's sexual behaviour, aren't we? And we always think that other people are having more sex than we are. that's sort of human nature.
It is. It's the same if you ask people how many Facebook friends or followers do you have on any social media. People always underestimate their own number of followers compared to the others.
Yeah. Now, there's some, I think, scientific problems with a survey like this in that it's only people who go to it. So you're on here and you're telling people that it exists, internationalsexsurvey.org, but only a certain type of person will, you know, go online and answer all the questions. So your results are sort of skewed then, aren't they?
They are. One of our main concerns is that not many elderly people can access the survey.
Yeah.
Many times we tend to see elderly people as asexual or non-sexual, or think that they are good. Their good days are gone, but that's not the case. So I would really invite and encourage elderly people and senior people to fill in the survey if they have the possibility. We know that our results are skewed, but this is a topic which would be very difficult to measure in any other ways. You mentioned the Kinsey report, and Kinsey and his colleagues phoned people, but that would cost a fortune today.
Yeah, and well, there'd be loads of ethical problems around that as well, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this study has been approved by the Research Ethics Committee at NUI Galway, as well as in other countries' universities. So we try to cover all the possible ethical problems around it.
I suppose to encourage people to do it, it will improve our understanding of how we behave as human beings when it comes to sex. And as we've mentioned already, that there isn't enough sufficient data out there. So that's the, and the other thing is that people don't have to answer every question, do they?
They don't. They are absolutely free to skip questions which they don't want to answer.
Yeah. So how many countries is it? Did you say again, Andras?
It's 45 countries and 26 languages.
Right. And how many people would you hope to get in your sample?
We agreed that we are aiming to get 2,000 people from each participating country.
Right.
At the moment, in Ireland, we have around 400 participants who have already filled in the questionnaire. So we would really encourage people, and we would be very indebted if listeners would go to internationalsexsurvey.org and fill in the questionnaire.
And I would imagine those, although you don't know, but I would imagine so far, because it's a university-based thing at the moment, and that those 400 would be probably it'd be skewed younger, a younger demographic.
Many of them are, and probably that's similar in every country, because in all countries it is initiated by universities.
Yes.
And we can't do much about that, but this is why I very much appreciate that you invited me to your show and we can make a discussion about it, because probably this way the news can reach people
yes.
who are outside of this setting.
Well, it's a two-way street, Andras. So the reason we're having you on now is that when you have the results, you'll come back and share them with us first.
I would be more than happy to do that.
That's the deal. Okay. International Sex Survey, it'll take you about 20 minutes. There are a lot of questions. You don't have to answer them all. As you would expect, there are very personal and intimate questions, so be prepared for that. Dr. Andras Colto, thanks so much. Good luck with your research, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Many thanks. Goodbye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.